7. Brian Finn is here with the business news. Apple were unhappy with the amount of iPads they sold last year. So what are their profits like for the year overall now?
They weren't happy with iPad sales, Gavin, but pretty happy with iPhone sales. And profit, as you heard in the headlines, came in at $18 billion in the three-month period just gone out. It's the highest ever profit recorded by a publicly listed company in a three-month period. And this is according to listings that are kept by the ratings agency Standard & Poor's. The last highest, or it supplants the $16 billion that was made by ExxonMobil in the second quarter of 2012. Revenue for Apple in that period was $74.6 billion. That was up 30%. And as we said, that's all down to iPhone sales. Record numbers in the three-month period, 74.5 million, well ahead of expectations. Not doing so well on phone sales is Sony. The Japanese tech giant is to cut another 1,000 jobs at its smartphone division in the next fiscal year, mainly in Europe and China. That's on top of the 1,000 jobs it's already been cutting this year. Sony shipped nearly 20% fewer phones than projected last year, losing the company an estimated $1.7 billion. Also reporting last night was internet search company Yahoo, which has announced plans to spin off its 15% shareholding in Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba, thus avoiding a large tax bill. The $40 billion stake will be separated into an independent registered investment company called SpinCo. Yahoo reported fourth quarter earnings of $166 million, down over 50% from a year earlier. Shares were up more than 6% in after-hours trading, however, as investors gave their thumbs up to the spin-off plans. Now, there are expectations that the chief executive of International Airlines Group, Willie Walsh, will meet government representatives possibly as soon as today to discuss issues around its proposed takeover of Aer Lingus. The sale of the government's 25% shareholding in the airline is far from certain, with a number of Labour TDs speaking publicly against the plans, and a number of Fine Gael TDs are said to have difficulties with the proposals too. Any sale of the government stake has to be approved by the Dáil. Currencies finally, the euro is trading at $1.13.6 and just below 75 pence sterling, Rachel.
Thank you very much, Brian.